College dreams come true at the University of Central Arkansas, especially now with the UCA commitment. This new program provides a debt-free pathway for tuition and fees for Arkansas students whose families earn $100,000 or less a year. And that impacts everything. It's fewer barriers and endless opportunities. Welcome to Bear Country. Learn more about the UCA commitment at uca.edu.
Welcome back into the Bird Builders Halftime Show. Bird Builders specialize in creating personalized design spaces that fit your family's need. Every detail is crafted with care. Call Bird Builders today. Ashley and Jason Berg have a passion for our community. Give them a shout today. We appreciate them being a sponsor of our halftime show. Barkley, we got close. We got really, really close in that first half. And, you know, we really had some opportunities there. We couldn't quite capitalize, couldn't quite stick it in right there at the end of the half. You know, right now the Bombers do trail 14-0 in Greenwood. What'd you see?
I mean, the rain slacked off, okay? It slowed down to a drizzle. But what you've shown through two quarters of play is these guys can be played with. They are not all world. They can be beaten. But to beat a team like this on their home field, everything's got to go your way. And a lot of it has, Tobias. I mean, okay, you held Greenwood in the first half to six total first downs. They rushed the ball 21 times for 156 yards and two TDs. Guess what? They're all-world quarterback, two pass attempts, one completion.
Wow.
So they had a fumble, a turnover on downs. You've done a lot of things right to put yourself in position. Now you just got to capitalize. And that's putting your stake in the top of the mountain. When you can capitalize on their field.
That's what they've struggled to do up to this point. They've gotten really close to what we've said so far. But defense got to tackle too. I mean, early on, especially that first drive, we were missing tackles all over the field. I can't help but think, you know, one thing that the Bombers definitely done a good job is make some halftime adjustments this season.
Yeah, and I would expect Greenwood to also make similar adjustments. From a Bombers offensive perspective, Tobias, you rushed the 32 times for 134 yards, 4 yards a touch. I mean, as a lineman, you're going to take that. You're going to take 4 yards a touch against a team like this. We've only had one penalty.
Only one penalty.
One penalty.
That's incredible.
They've had two. I guess if you count those last two offsetting penalties, we've had two and they've had four. But it's a war. And this is a four-quarter war. I would say if you want to mix up a batter of what it's going to take this second half, you got to come out right when you get the ball. You got to march it down the field. You said yourself, you went and got a coffee, that it's quiet over there. They're talking about what they're doing tomorrow.
Yeah.
What they're going to do for, this weekend. And so you got to find a way to capitalize.
Yeah, they've moved on over there. I mean, it's quiet on the sidelines. I'd say it's probably maybe a quarter, maybe a little bit more. The stands is full. We have as many fans here as they do just about. I mean, it's that. But you go over there and the conversation's about, you know, the bake sale tomorrow and, you know, everything but football. And, you know, this is a Greenwood team. I can't help but think they're used to playing in front of a dynamite, revved up home crowd. What does that look like when they come out in the second half and that momentum isn't there and the Bombers go down and score here? Guys, there's a lot of football left, and I really like our chances here in the second half. I think this game's far from over.
Yeah, I mean, it is most definitely far from over. We're 3 minutes from kickoff. Some of the kickers are coming out, warming up right now. I was trying to pull up some stats to see how Greenwood had fared from an offensive perspective over the course of the season.
Well, I can't help but think, I mean, just as we've watched scores coming in at halftime throughout the season, I don't remember them seeing in the 14, that low. Usually you're seeing 20, 35. I mean, that's pretty typical. A lot of times that starting quarterback doesn't even play in the second half.
Shiloh's the only team to hold them underneath 30. Every other team, they've scored 49, 63, 70, 62, 63. This team's averaging 55 points a game.
Yep.
And if you take that Shiloh one out, they're averaging 62 points a game. So offensively, you're in their head.
Yep.
Offensively, either the weather's in their head or you're in their head. And it's time for you offensively to get out of the way and take one down, punch it in, and get this crowd and the boys out there fired up. That's all it's going to take.
You can't help but think they're in their head just by the reaction of Cash Archer there as he got flagged there at the end for unsportsmanlike. We're still not sure what's going to happen with that. It should have been assessed on the kickoff here for the second half. We're still not sure what they're going to do there. They said it was offsetting, but questioning that. I think Ari was questioning that call, so we'll look for the ref to make an official call on that coming out the half. But Greenwood is on the field. Mountain Home still in the locker room taking instruction before they head into the second half here. Make sure you're hitting us up on the text line.
Yeah, that text line's 870-321-6839. Text line's brought to you by Hopper Termite and Pest. They're located in Mountain Home, Fayetteville. Call them for any of your termite and pest needs. And shout out tonight to your veterans. Man, from a veteran perspective, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for this country we live in, for what we get to experience for Friday nights. It's all due to the sacrifices that you make.
Absolutely is. We appreciate them. So text that in. Also, we still have a little bit of time left on our fan of the week. We are still taking nominations. We'd love to maybe even see that be a veteran. So if you got a veteran that's doing something awesome in the community or is a big supporter of Bomber football or just Bomber athletics in general, hit us up on the text line. Let us know. We'll give that away in the third quarter. I'm really, really excited about what's to come here. Guys, the Bombers now are out on the field. They are getting their stretch, and I can't help but think they won't put a little bit more time here on the clock as it ticks down here. That is pretty customary. If teams come out a little late, they will add, you know, two or three more minutes on the clock. So we're kind of waiting for the call on that.
Yeah, just got back from spending out time out there and stuff, and, you know, talking to Mountain Home fans. They're talking, you know, guys, we're in this, and really we haven't played. I mean, they're saying, look, those 3 yards are harder to get than the normal, right? Like, against this team. I'm also hearing of some dirty play happening from Greenwood. Like, I'm hearing of some pretty – like, we have some players out because at the bottom of the pile, they're taking their fingers and poking us in the eyes and doing stuff like that. So a lot of kind of cheap play from Greenwood that we had one that's out. Also, he may not come back in.
Because he got poked in the eye?
Yep. He got his wind knocked out of him. He's laying on the ground. This guy's in front of him and starts taking his fingers is what was said from the sidelines. And honestly, he's got a big gash in his eye.
Yeah.
So how do you get that if you don't have somebody digging in there and doing that, right? So, but, you know, Mount Home come out fired up. They come in. You know, we get the ball to start here. I'm curious if we argue. I don't think we did say anything about that being an after-the-play penalty on that. But Mountain Home will get the start here to start the second half.
But you know what that does for a team, Brad? You go into halftime, and, hey, they're doing this on the bottom of the pile. They're doing that. And he said this to me. All of a sudden, this team full of seniors, this team that's done so well all season is going to gel together, and they're going to get angry together. And I think you're going to see that when they come out here to play. This second half, you're going to see a team that is just laser-focused on the job at hand.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, and nothing else, it's just a build from week to week here, right? It's a build from, you know what, can we get through this game better? Even if we don't win, can we get this game better than what we were? You know, can we get to it better than what we were
sure. The
week before? And as we go into playoffs and you know, try to check some scores from around the league here.
Halftime show brought to you by Berg Builders. Give Berg Builders a call today. Together, they have 5 children. Blair, Bryson graduated from Mountain Home High School, and you can expect to see Brennan, Jillian, and Wyatt in the stands cheering for the Bombers. So appreciate Berg Builders as our halftime sponsor tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I just got a text. Sam Simer's wife, Annalise, her granddad graduated from Greenwood. Some of their family's watching the Greenwood broadcast, and one of the things that the broadcast is saying, this is the only test they've had this season. This is the only one that's walked into this stadium, punched them in the mouth, and said, let's fight.
So we ain't done.
We ain't done.
That's the Bomber mentality, and that's what Steve Ari has brought to this program. Look at these guys on the sideline. They are juiced up. They're ready to rock and roll. We're getting ready to punch these fools in the mouth.
I wish I had a set of pads right now.
Get them on.
Let's guys, go. We're about to start this third quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Mountain Home will receive this third quarter kickoff. Here's Greenwood will be going left to right in this one. Mountain Home will start going right to left. We appreciate you listening on the Berg Builder Halftime Show. Jason Ashley, we appreciate your sponsorship. Allow us to keep it here, share some stats, do some things. But, guys, let's go win us a football game here in the second half.
I like our chances. Let's get it done.
Second half kickoff is going to be kicked and fielded by Mountain Home at the 10-yard line. We're going to bring it out and get pushed out of bounds as we bring the ball out past the 20 to the 25-yard line. That is where Mountain Home will set up. Gordon Knight watching from Claremont, Florida. Go Bombers. Also got Tracy Leonard Air Force. Shout out to them. That's Coach Leonard's youngest brother.
Okay.
Tracy down there. So two family members serving. Appreciate you guys' service. Mountain Home going to start here first and 10 at the 25. And let's just call it probably the most important drive of the game so far for the Bombers.
Hands down. Hands down the most important drive.
Rain has subsided here. Now it's just a nice night for football. As Barrett's going to take the snap, he's going to hand it off to Chenoweth around the left side. He's going to meet it back up inside as he's going to fall forward to the 28. Bring up, they're going to say 3 yard gain, going to bring up second down and 7 for the Bombers.
Guys, Zane Loftus wants to celebrate his favorite veteran, a Mountain Home legend, Bob Knight, United States Navy. He was on the USS New Jersey. Big proud veteran there. We sure miss Bob.
Sure do. A lot done for the community of Mountain Home, the Knight family. Well, the VAR official marked the ball at the 28. The ball spotted at the 27. Not sure what happened there, but 9 seconds on the play clock as Mountain Home is getting set here for the second down and 8 snap. Snap is going to be – handoff is going to be to Chenoweth up the middle. He's going to get yardage as he gets out past the 30 to the 32-yard line. Nice pickup. Going to bring up a 3rd and short for Mountain Home.
Again, on that play right there, Brad, big Eli Jones in there. He's the one taking care of the block on Archer. Yep. He was the one. He come through. Eli squared him off, created that running lane for Chenoweth.
Kingston, McMeach, and Savea also in there. Big Meach on that left side.
I like that. It's like a fullback spot. Just following one.
Big blocking right there. We're doing the same play as we're going to get. This time we're going to get out past the 35-yard line. It's going to be first down yardage for Mountain Home on this opening drive is Box Stoller and like Cash Archer having little words with each other over there.
Guys, we're rolling those chains. I'm telling you, the way we get it done is on the backs of this offensive line right here tonight, guys. We've got to follow them all the way into the end zone.
Rolling chains and eating clock.
That's right. Barrett's going to take the snap. He's going to fake the handoff to Chenoweth. He's going to keep it around the right side. He's going to get initially netted at the 32 and then get pushed back as he gets a giving forward progress out to the 38-yard line. Got met at the 37. Bring up 2nd down and 7 after the 3-yard gain. Guys, this is one thing, too, I'm seeing about this Greenwood defense. Mountain Home against other opponents has been able to hit and fall forward. These guys don't let you fall forward. No. They hit, and you go backwards usually.
No, when they hit you, you're going to feel it. Like they come in, as I said, with a bad intentions and a misbalanced checkbook.
Barrett's going to take the snap. Handoff is going to go to Chenoweth around the left side. They're staying away from Archer. He's going to get hit at the 40 as he falls forward past the 41-yard line. Once again, going to bring up 3rd down and manageable. We'll call it a long 3, maybe 4 for Mountain Home as they're going to snap this ball at the 41-yard line with 9:23 left here in this Farmers and Merchants Bank 3rd quarter. 3rd and 4 at the 41. As Barrett's going to try a hard count, unable to draw Greenwood off sides.
This is when they like to go back to that pass sometimes.
Barrett's going to take the snap. He's going to put it in Chenoweth's belly. He's going to dance around the right side, go out past the 45 to the 47. 1st down yardage, guys. You can see Chenoweth's got these little hops. He's just enough to hop forward to get some yardage. It's going to bring up 1st down yardage. Mount Home with the 47.
Guys, I keep watching Cash Archer. He is visibly frustrated. I mean, imagine this line's just leaning on you, just imposing their will right now, driving right over top. You can tell he's frustrated.
Yeah, he looks agitated tonight. That's good. I mean, stay in his head. Live in his head. Get you a tent and set it up right inside of his ears.
And bring up 1st down and 10 as Mountain Home's going to snap this ball at the 47. It's going to be a quarterback keeper around the left side. Barrett's going to try to string it out. He's going to get 1 yard as the chain gang guys are in the damage, but they drop it and get maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Going to bring no gain. 2nd down and 10 at the 47.
That defense just pursues really, really well. They fly down the line very well.
They do. Barrett did go out of bounds there, which is probably Mountain Home's worst enemy right now, as they want that clock to continue to run and shorten this game. So Mountain Home has found some stuff on the inside here that they like. So if we go back to that inside run, you know, here's the other thing, too. The rain quit going. If you had some dry balls in the bottom of your bag here, you might be able to come out with a dry ball and throw it a little bit. We got 5 seconds left on the play clock. Mountain Home going to have to go quick. 3, 2, 1 as Barrett gets a snap off. Chenoweth's going to be handoff in the middle as he's going to get hit from behind, get pushed forward as he picks up 1 yard. out to the 48-yard line. Going to bring up third down and 9. Mount Holmes offense not in a position where you want to be. Third and long. We like that third and short where we can lean on that. The clock is still continuing to run here in this Farmers and Merchants third quarter.
I say you let him take a shot here, guys. You know he's going to throw it anyways. Let's just take a shot.
Play action pass and see what we got here. See what happens. 14 left on the play clock, 7:40 left on the game clock. Barrett's going to take the snap. He's going to fake the handoff. He's going to keep it. He's going to get into Greenwood territory. He's going to get popped. Greenwood territory out to the 49, and he is going to get met rudely where he's going to get taken down. It's going to be a 3-yard gain. It's going to bring up fourth down and 6 as Mount Home is quick on the ball. Greenwood's going to call timeout.
They weren't ready for it.
We had it back. They sent a guy back, but they didn't have enough guys in there. So Mount Home's going to quick and try to get a quick kick off. 7:18 left here in this third quarter. Mount Home trailing 14 to nothing.
You're listening to the Farmers and Merchants Bank, third quarter right now. You know, you can bank 7 to 7 Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon Saturday with live ITM tellers. It's a great way to bank early in the morning, before work, or in the evening. Talk about convenience for our customers. So give them a holler, Farmers and Merchants Bank.
Football season is here, and Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Melissa Miller, a mortgage loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all of your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right mortgage loan for your future home. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner. And always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
So Mountain Home here, 7:18 left in this third quarter, is able to bleed about 5 minutes off the clock, and they are set to punt here on this 4th and 6 at the Greenwood 49. Dunlap back. The snap is away. It's a good one. The kick is away. It's a good one. And Greenwood has nobody back as it takes a Mountain Home bounce all the way down to the 5-yard line. Mountain Home there will pin Greenwood deep as Dayton Davis downs the ball at the 5. Greenwood will have a whole lot of green in front of them here. See if Mountain Home's defense can continue to do what they're doing and get off the field.
And they're going to have this dry weather to their advantage now too, though, and we do know Kane can spin it. So defense going to have to be on their heels here.
I'm just saying, D line, they got to get some pressure. I know he's elusive, but you got to get in there and rattle him a little bit.
His legs kind of hurt us all that first half, to be honest with you. It wasn't his arm, it was his legs. But the snap is going to be a quick pass out as they're going to hit their receiver, and he's going to layer his head and get knocked out of bounds as he runs over. It's like Gus Wilbur over there. Grant Carnes lowered his head, ran over Wilbur, but Wilbur's able to get him out of bounds. But it is first down yardage as they get the ball out to the 15-yard line.
Come to go to these quick passes here. They do like to do this. This is what they're known for.
Going to send the man in motion. It's going to be a 5-yard pass out to the 20. It is going to be completed as they make their way out to the 25, 26-yard line. Archer getting in rhythm now. That's two passes in a row that complete. They feel like they have a dry ball, and they're ready to go now, boys. Archer takes a snap. Looking to pass. Quick pass out to the right. Mountain Home's all over it that time. Mountain Home does a good job all over it as the pass is going to be out to the outside. They're going to give him 2 yards. Going to bring up second down and 8 as the ball is going to be spotted here at the 27-yard line.
Chenoweth did a great job shedding that block, getting him out of bounds quickly.
Archer looking to the sideline, getting his play here. 6:41 left on this clock here in the Twin Lakes Orthopedic Sportsman Medicine third quarter. Archer going to take a snap. It's going to be a draw play up the middle, and Mount Home is right there. Great play right there by Waffle House himself, Blake Vacco. Blake Vacco stayed in line with the draw play. Grinninger was there as well. No gain on the play. Going to bring up third down and 8. Huge third down for our Mount Home Bombers here.
For Kane to go to one of his favorite targets here.
That would be Carnes, number one. It's going to be a fake handoff up the middle.
Mount Home
getting pressure on Archer. He rolls around the left side. He's got a pass complete to number 3. Mount Home comes in and trying to bring him down as they're unable to do so.
But the pass is going to be complete out to the 45-yard line. He's going to work all the way up to the 50-yard line. That is Grant Carnes. That's the man that you look for. Archer bought some time with his feet, rolled out, was able to complete the pass out to the 50-yard line, first down and 10 with 5:50 left here in this third quarter.
Guys, Hunter Estes come flying in there with everything he had. I think he was shocked the guy didn't go down. He's kind of bounced off him.
Archer going to take a snap. That should have been a false start. There's going to be a – should be a hole on the outside,
stack
too.
Stack him up.
As Dawson Dunlap gets held, but his pass is going to be complete in the Mount Home territory. They're going to give him 3 yards as he gets out to the 47-yard line of Mountain Home. Going to bring up second down to 7. Guys, Dunlap got just held right there. They just grabbed him and just – number two just pulled him all the way down the field. Champ Davis did. Archer on it quick. He takes the snap. He's looking to pass right. Is going to be complete inside the 45 to the 42-yard line of Mountain Home. They say he got all the way down to the 40-yard line. First down and 10, Greenwood.
Yeah, their quick pass game is something to watch. It is one Mississippi, and by two, he has got the ball out of his hands.
You can see where he's throwing it. If those defensive line can get up the field and get their hands up, maybe you can knock this ball down a little bit. But Archer can also beat you with his legs. As it's first down and 10, he brings his running back in motion out to the right. It's going to be a quick pass.
How did he tackle him?
He completely tackled. There we go.
There we go.
We finally got the flag. It's Dawson Dunlap.
He can't tackle him.
That was Hunter Estes coming in, trying to make a play. And, guys, he just got completely tackled by the man that came in motion, Cooper Goodwin. Goodwin just completely tackles Hunter Estes, and they finally got it. It is going to be a holding call out on the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a 10-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. It's going to push Greenwood back to the 50. Going to bring up first down and 20 now.
Guys, that was a borderline misdemeanor. I mean, that just ain't right. You can't do that.
And that's one thing about these Mountain Home D-backs. They are shooting the gaps hard here, putting the pressure on those receivers to see how hard they can block. I got no scores from around the state, so if anybody has any of those, could shoot them in for us. We'd love to hear them. Looking at that Marion-Denton game for sure. That's one we would like to know. Lake Hamilton-Russellville. Shallow is up right now. I do know that on Van Buren. First down and 20 at the 50-yard line. Going to fake the handoff, and Archer's going to keep it around the right side. He's going to go inside the 40 of Mountain Home, down inside the 30, 25, 20. He's going to put a move on a Dawson Dunlap defender as he gets down inside the 10, gets pushed out of bounds all the way at the 9-yard line, first and goal at the 9. Guys, he is shifty.
He's got a nasty little fake, don't he?
Yeah. I don't like it.
I don't like it. Greenwood's quick on the ball here. Is this going to be a handoff inside the Goodwin? Goodwin's going to put his head down as he gets inside the 5-yard line, down to the 3.
Bombers didn't even look set there, guys.
First down and goal, or second down and goal up to 3. Archer on the ball quick as he snaps it again, going back to the same play. Goodwin this time is going to get stood up, but he's going to fall in for the end zone. Fall in for the touchdown. It's going to be 20-0 with 4:34 left here in this third quarter, brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Mountain Home trailing as Greenwood goes 95 yards there, guys. I don't think Archer had an incomplete pass during that. And they're able to score the touchdown, putting them up 21-0. Pending the extra point, which is on its way, and it is good. 21-0, 4:34 left in this third quarter. Brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
Wakey, wakey. Sunday morning football is back in Germany.
Let's go!
And NFL Network has an NFC clash live from Allianz Arena in Munich as the Giants square off against the Panthers. Set your alarms because this
touchdown
waits for no one. Rise, shine, football. Giants, Panthers, Sunday, November 10th at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, only on NFL Network.
Mountain Home back is going to be
through the arms of Connor Schultz as it goes out of bounds. It's going to be a touchback as it went back through the end zone. Mount Home will take over first down and 10 at the 20-yard line. Guys, I think you got to have the Bob the Builder approach. Can we build it? Yes, we can. You got to do it brick by brick by brick right here. And you got to go down the field. But the biggest thing you got to do is the first thing, you got to put it in the end zone.
Yep. Well, one of the things I've been interesting, kind of watching the chat here on YouTube, you know, talking about not having Brantley and not having, you know, that pass to lean on necessarily. I know we've throw some good balls, but you got to think, what does that do when, once you incorporate back into a little more solidified passer?
Barrett's going to pass it. It's going to be halfback passes. Dunlap's going to throw the ball deep. They're going to throw it to Bryce Kincaid. It is going to be incomplete. It is a halfback pass to Dunlap. Dunlap threw the ball to Kincaid, which was very well defended on this outside by DJ Dobbins. Really good defense. I like the call, though. Take a shot, throw it down the field. So we do get an update, Joe Gakey, 28-7, Benton over Marion. So it looks like it's going to be Benton there in that one spot on the east.
No surprise there. But.
And the guy that they threw that to, the guy they were picking on, was their 6'4" cornerback. I mean, he just was able to get his hand up and get a paw on it.
Yeah, with against Bryce Kincaid, who's 5'10".
Yeah.
But you try to catch him on the trick play and see what happens. Incomplete pass, first down and 10. Barrett keeps around the right side, fakes the option, going to get inside.
Keep going.
Stays on his feet as he's running the ball, keeps his feet moving, gets out past the 25-yard line, all the way out to the 28-yard line. Going to bring up third down and manageable as it's third down and 2 here for the Mount Home offense with 4 minutes left here in this third quarter.
Barrett Miller's mom, Melissa Miller, can be found to help you find a game plan to finance your home or your dreams. Call Farmers and Merchants Bank today. Voting, they're cheering for number 5, Barrett Miller.
Third down and 2 here. The Bombers are going to snap this ball at the 28-yard line. When they snap this ball, it'll be inside of 3:45 left in this third quarter. Barrett's going to take the snap. It's going to be a handoff straight ahead of Chenoweth. He's going to get out past the 30. They're going to give him first down yardage to the 31. So it's going to bring down first down and 10 as Chenoweth got stood up there. But it's going to be first down yardage as they move the chains here with 3:30 left in this third quarter.
That's how it starts right there, guys. You got to move the chains. Offense looking to find a wrinkle here. They're trying some things. I like that. Definitely going to be a little more risque on their approach here. Anything can happen, guys.
Yeah, and that's what you're talking about. You know, what does the defense need right now? They need the offense to score. They need the offense to get a little bit of points on the board, maybe put a little bit more wind in themselves.
Give them a little bit of hope there, right?
Yep.
3 minutes left here in this third quarter. Mountain Home trailing 21-0 here in Greenwood. Handoff's going to be – you're on the left side. It's going to be snowed under. Handoff's going to go to Chenoweth as he tried to get around the left side. It went nowhere as Greenwood had that called and read out. It'll be a 4-yard loss. Going to push Mountain Home back. You say 2nd and 15, a 5-yard loss. Is it going to push the ball back to the 22-yard line?
Yeah. I don't like that spot.
It was not a great spot, was it?
No.
They're not using those 8 inches again, are they?
No. They're using a full yard stick.
Second down and 14, they fix it on the board. Barrett's going to keep the ball, roll out to the left. He's going to pass. The pass is going to be up. It's going to be high as Bryce Kincaid is going to take a shot out of bounds. Be a little late on the play there.
That's a hard pass. Miller rolling out to his left and then throwing cross body. I mean, that's just a hard throw to make. He put it there, but it was just a little bit high and right there at that sideline.
Third down and 14 as the pass stops. The incomplete pass stops the ball at 2 minutes and 10 seconds left. Mountain Home trying to get this first down here. Is this going to be a fake rollout? Barrett's going to keep it up the middle, and he's going to get back to the 30-yard line. Pick up 3 of the 4 yards that we lost. Get back to almost the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up third down 11. Mountain Home's going to be forced to punt here.
This quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Make sure to check out Coffee Talk the first Friday of every month. It's an awesome time over there. They Usually have some good guests, good speakers. It's the first Friday of every month at Farmers and Merchants Bank.
The punt is away, and it's going to be bounced at the 40-yard line. It's going to be fielded at the 30 as Greenwood's going to try to bring it out around the right side. He's got room. He's got room to go, and he's got blockers. He is going to walk into the end zone on this punt return as it is going to go 27-0 as Mountain Home punted the ball away, and the punt return is going to be ran back 68 yards, bringing the score to 28-0 here with 1:19 left in this third quarter.
I saw two questionable hits in the back there. I mean, guys, I know the game's kind of out of reach now, but that's unbelievable. Two guys got hit there in the back.
1:19 left here in this third quarter, brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Greenwood now up 27-0 as they attempt the extra point here after the punt return for the touchdown. Snap is back, the kick is away, and the kick is good. 28-0, 1:19 left. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
One automobile is the undisputed classic, the BMW 530i xDrive. Saracen Casino is giving the ultimate driving machine to one lucky player. Play all November at Saracen and score entries into the drawing for your chance to drive home in an exciting BMW 530i xDrive from BMW of Little Rock and Saracen Casino. At 40 minutes from Central Arkansas, Saracen is Arkansas's closest place to play.
Saracen Casino Resort, Vegas, Arkansas style.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Watching their brother. So, Ashley, if you can let him know, we appreciate his service and appreciate him as this kickoff is going to be back and fielded from Mountain Home at the 10-yard line. He's going to be brought out to the 25-yard line as Mountain Home player's helmet goes flying off. It's going to be first and 10. Mountain Home going to take over. They're going to say the ball is brought out to the 20. See where they spot this right here. Guys, it's getting a little chippy.
It is. We got an offense that's got to get some points on the board here, guys. We have got to figure out a way to score.
So you bring the ball up to the 25-yard line. Mountain Home take over there, first and 10.
They're going to make Hunter Estes come out there for helmet coming off.
I think he was helped off.
That little assist, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Bear's going to take the snap, hand it off to Chinwith. He's going to go around the left side. He's going to get up the middle. He's going to fight for yardage, trying to get out to the 20, the 30-yard line. They're going to bring him down about the 28. That's just one thing. This game's kind of in hand right here. There's 59 seconds left in this game. You know, if you're Mountain Home, you're kind of looking at the three seed at this point right now, right? And, third quarter there, and you're looking at 49 seconds left here in the third quarter, and you're looking at the three seed. Unless you can score 28-0, you know, 29 points in this fourth. So do you keep guys healthy? Do you regroup? Do you say, look, or do you kind of keep it rolling and build some confidence? As Barrett takes the snap, he's going to hand off to Chinnowith, and he's going to be bottled up and go nowhere. He's going to lose yards as it goes back up to the 25-yard line. So they're going to bring him down at the 26. Going to bring up third down and long. As there's 17 seconds left in this third quarter, and I look to see Mountain Home just kind of let this expire, and let's flip this field and take this thing to the fourth quarter. This third quarter has been brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Mountain Home's going to take this game into the fourth quarter, trailing 28-0. You've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.